When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Front door to this whole camp house is brought to you by my friends at Forta Flora. I've been partners with those folks for a long, long time, and I don't partner with anyone that doesn't tell the truth about their product. Forta Flora works. If you own a dog, you need to keep Forta Flora in the fridge. Hey, welcome back to the camp house. I'm Billy Kinder. We're back from the great state of Georgia. Had a wonderful time there with Jim Shockey, Anthony Pace, and all the Freedom Hunters. And we were able to accomplish some good and important work for our military veterans while we were there. Sure good to be back home, though. The old camp house just outside of Alvord, Texas. Gateway to the grasslands and the Bermuda Triangle of good old boy. You come here and you just want to get lost and never be found again. We're sure glad you're in camp with us today. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and enjoy. We're going to have, I guess, kind of a best of show today. We've been traveling and thinking about some of the wonderful people that have shared a cup of coffee with us over the years. Some of them have passed since our visit, but it's sure nice to sit back and reflect upon old friends like this guy, my friend Walt Garrison. We lost Walt recently, but boy, did he leave a mark.
Yes. we went elk hunting up in Montana. We went mule deer hunting in New Mexico and Canada, antelope hunting in West Texas. I like to hunt. I don't like to fish. And Randy White, God bless you, I still don't like to fish, you know. But Randy tried to get me to fish all the time because he's a big fisherman, you know, and we fished in his tournament. I didn't fish in his tournament. He wanted me to come out there, and they had a radio deal, and he said, just be on the radio and talk about fishing. I said, I don't know anything about fishing. So he said, well, let's go. So we took off across the lake in this 110-horse Merc and pulled up in this little slough, and then he said, now be quiet. I said, you don't think the fish might have heard that engine come up? You know, I think it's a little louder than I am, you know. But Randy's another good guy, but I never did like fishing. Always liked hunting.
Yes,
I mean, dove hunting, quail hunting. We went to Mexico white wing hunting. Now, that was something, yeah. You know. I mean, if you can point a gun up, you can hit a dove down there, you know.
Man,
oh, yeah. Gosh almighty. Yeah.
No limit,
Dallas Cowboy great Walt Garrison. He played his entire NFL career under Hall of Fame head coach Tom Landry.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about how great a guy he was. You know, I mean, if you played by his rules, that's it. As long as you tried, but you never met a finer guy in the world. You know, after I retired, Pam and I were in a restaurant in Dallas over off of Harry Hines or someplace, and Coach Landry and Leisha came in, and he came over. He said, "Walt, you mind if we join you?" I said, no. You know, that's the most words he's ever spoke to me in 9 years, you know. And he sat down and he talked and he laughed and he was just, I said, Coach, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you never hardly talked to me, you know. And I said, heck, you're really funny. I didn't even know you had a sense of humor, you know. And he said, Walt, when I'm coaching, he said, you cannot get close to your players because it might alter the way you make choices, whether to cut somebody, whether to trade somebody, and he said, you just can't do it. He said, now after the season, you know, he said, after you retire, he said, nothing. You know, he said, I'm back to being me. And he was a great man, great man.
During his playing days with the Cowboys, one of Walt Garrison's favorite hunting buddies was a guy from Throckmorton, Texas, Hall of Famer Bob Lilly.
Now, speaking of Lilly, I went back and did my research for this interview. 1974, y'all went hunting out in Malakoff. You remember this? Malakoff, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
A 9-year-old boy in the group named Goober Evans. I got this out of the Malakoff newspaper archive. And the rules in that camp were everyone who shot a deer that day got to kick guys who didn't shoot a deer right in the rump at camp that night.
Mm-hmm.
Goober shot 2 4-points, and Walt didn't shoot one.
Uh-uh.
Goober said that was his claim to fame. He got to kick the cowboy fullback right in the square of the suit of the pants. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, and Lily had a lot of rules in hunting camp, you know, and another one was whenever you killed a deer, then you had to stand up in front of the group and tell everything about the hunt. You know, exactly. You know, where you were sitting, what kind of gun, all this stuff, you know. And then for some of those kids we went hunting with, it was kind of embarrassing, but I think they were probably glad they did it when it was over.
Yeah, fond memories now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Leroy and Leroy Jordan and Bob and Chuck Alley and Dan Reeves, we used to go hunting a lot. Well, I mean, back then, we had Mondays off, and especially during dove or quail season, you know, dove season especially, we'd go hunting. But I never went hunting without, like, Dan Reeves was my roommate, Leroy Jordan, Bob Lilly was a great shot, you know, Dennis Holman, Dave Edwards. I mean, we all went together. It wasn't like, you know, I'll go with my buddies outside of football. I mean, my buddies were in football.
Right.
I mean, because you live with them, 7-8 months a year, you know, so you're closer to them than you are your family almost.
It's great to hear old friends again. We lost that guy recently. Walt Garrison, Kinder Outdoors, brought to you in part by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. It'll help your dog naturally over time. Not a drug. It's all natural. Another NFL great that's shared a campfire with us. A member of the only undefeated, perfect season, 1972 Miami Dolphins, Larry Zonka, when we come back from the coffee pot. If you have not made the switch to Patriot Mobile yet, I really wish you would consider it. You're going to have strong 4G and 5G coverage nationwide. And when you need assistance and you call for help or go online for that help is going to be on U.S. soil. And most importantly, in this treacherous and changing time that we live, Patriot Mobile is a company that's not afraid to have a backbone. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when you pay your phone bill, a portion of that bill is going to go to support things that we hold dear in this nation. Our First Amendment right to free speech. Our Second Amendment, so important. Our military veterans and first responders. Sanctity of life. Patriot Mobile. Hey, I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code KINDER. PatriotMobile.com. Freedom Hunters. They say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Patriot Mobile speaks loud and clear. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, parental rights, and sanctity of life. Patriot Mobile, proud partners with Kinder Outdoors.
We've shared a campfire with a broad spectrum of folks over the years, and we're revisiting some of those old conversations today on the show. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Forta Flora, America's number one canine probiotic. Larry Zonka is an NFL Hall of Famer, a member of the undefeated perfect season 1972 Miami Dolphins, and a lifelong hunter and fisherman. In fact, his outdoor show, North to Alaska, has taken many thousands of us hunting and fishing with him. He was still active in that when we sat down together.
Well, I dreamt about going to Alaska from the time I was about 10 years old. I did not dream about the NFL until I was about 17 or 18 years old. And I had my sights set on Alaska early on, probably 1956, 1955. I first saw some of the Field and Stream magazines with some of those Kodiak bears on the cover. I said, where is that? I want to go there. And I dreamt about getting there and was hoping to get there. And then, of course, got detoured into the NFL, which I'm not complaining about, which made things turn around to where Alaska became available to me once I got out of the NFL. I can afford, in fact, to go up. And then for the last 16 years, we've had an outdoor series show, Napa's north to Alaska. And I've been traveling all over, enjoying all the different facets of Alaska and trying to bring them to folks at home.
Do you live full time in Alaska now?
I'm up there I'm Alaska resident and I'm full-time, but I'm really up there about 8 months of the year, and then I come out. December, January, February, I don't dislike it, but I don't, if I'm there, I like to be recreational-minded, and, it becomes, getting around becomes a real labor, and it's dark and cold, and it's kind of a hassle. So I still migrate down to Ohio, which is my home state, and hang out there a little bit of a farm we've got there west of Pittsburgh, right across the Ohio line, just a little southwest of Youngstown, for about a month, and then I come down to the state of Florida. My old stomping ground is a Dolphin, and I bought a place up by Cape Kennedy, just north of Cape Kennedy on the east side there, right on the Ocean Indian River area, and spend about 2.5 months of the year there.
Long before the NFL, long before the NFL Hall of Fame, long before thoughts of making a career out of playing football, you were hunting in some woods somewhere. Where did this all start for you?
Absolutely. In a rural part of Ohio, I grew up outside of Akron, probably 30 miles south, east of Cleveland. And, dairy farm kind of area. We didn't have a lot of large whitetail or anything like that. It was pretty well shot up. And Ducks Unlimited had started to bring the waterfowl back. So in the late 40s, early 50s, when I was a boy just starting to hunt, all we had was rabbit and pheasant. And we were delighted to have that. But we dreamt about whitetail. We dreamt about Canadian geese and so on. And now, through all the different clubs we hunters have put together, now we have, you know, many deer to hunt, you know, and we're standing in one of the best deer hunting states in the Union, as far as I'm concerned. This is the friendliest place in the world for a deer hunter right here in Texas. That's why I come back quite a bit. And the same thing in South Dakota for pheasants and so on, right down Ducks Unlimited. My gosh, the things they've done. I'm really proud of that organization and being affiliated with it. And that has changed, you know, as I grew up shooting, you know, hunting rabbits with a 20 Marlin single shot 22 and tracking pheasants in the snow, and dreamt about going on to bigger things, you know, white-tailed deer, Canadian geese, so on, and then eventually to end up in Alaska where you could really go after some real honest to gosh big game. That made it all worthwhile.
And I've seen you hunt moose, I've seen you catch big halibut, I've seen you do lots of things in Alaska. Could you hone it down? If the good Lord said, Larry, I'm just going to give you one, here's what you're going to do the rest of your life, what's your favorite?
You know, my favorite area, I can do that for you, okay, easier, is the peninsula that runs out before it turns into the Aleutian Islands. That's still the wildest place in Alaska. That's been the place that all the folks that take other people to the outback in Alaska, when we all get together and say, okay, now let's go someplace for us, that's where we go, because that's the outbacker's outback. It's not for everybody because it's not easy to get to. You know, you got to have a situation where you can spare a week time-wise, because it could take you 2 days to go in and 5 days to come out. We're talking about extremely remote and very weather-conditioned. But as a result, June, July, and August, and part of September, that is the wildest place in the world to go fly fishing for steelhead, for silver salmon, for king salmon, even some red salmon come in there. And then the trout fishing is and dollies are just, it's just crazy. And the bears, you're absolutely up to your ears in bears. And the great thing about that, for those folks out there who listen to the show that are worried about bears, it's the best time of the season for the bears because they've got more than they can eat. And any time bears have more than they can eat, they are totally uninterested in humans unless the human's standing on their rock. That's all you got to be, is careful where you stand. Yeah. Just get out of the way and the bears will pass within 10 feet of you and there's never a problem.
The only undefeated team in NFL history. How much does that mean to you guys? Every year you watch it pretty close, don't you?
Well, you know, particularly here in this part of the country, I mean, pro football, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You guys with the Cowboys, I mean, that's we contrasted how well we were doing with the Miami Dolphins against decades of watching the Cowboys. Now, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. If I wasn't playing them, I kind of like watching them. But if I'm playing against them, I'm not a Cowboy fan. Make no mistake. But at the same time, to know where you rank in the NFL during the time my tenure there, that was a pretty good measuring board, because Landry, the great coaches you had here during the decades, you know, there's probably three solid decades there where the Cowboys were always either in the playoffs or approaching the playoffs. So they always had great football teams. They had great personnel. They had great people that made up their coaching staff and their player personnel. Leroy Jordan, Bob Lilly, you know, Coach Landry. The list goes on. Roger Staubach. You know, I was a kid in college and watching Staubach at Navy, and when he was drafted by Dallas, I thought, Dallas knows what they're doing. I was kind of hoping, you know, that would happen. But unfortunately, Lombardi said I was too slow, and maybe Landry listened to it, so they ended up dumping me off in Miami. But that, you know, things worked out. It worked out. We had the undefeated season. Certainly, to get back to your question, that's the highlight of my career, highlight of anyone that was affiliated with that Miami Dolphins team that was there in 72. That has to be the highlight. But, you know, coming again, it's we were up in the winning column there for 4 or 5 years. But then having a team around here that was there for 3 or 4 decades, that's a little different.
16-0 is pretty darn special. It's never been done. It's never been done. You guys have the crown there. Who introduced you to hunting or fishing? Who first put a gun or a rod and reel in Larry Zonka's hands?
Well, you know, my dad and my grandfather would probably argue over that. Depending on which one it was, whether they were handing me a Stevens side-by-side or an old L.C. Smith with double hammers, you know. I had some low brass shells in that L.C. Smith. I used to put the butt against a tree and try to aim it at a rabbit if I could find the rabbit.
Kicked a little, did you?
Yeah, knocked me flat when I was about 7 years old. But my granddad and my father got me, you know, the first few years I went out with them, I was not allowed to carry a shotgun until I proved I could handle it. And they would allow me to hunt by myself because I was so small, you know, and I ran with my own dogs and so on. But when I would go with them, they would carry the shotguns, and I was the dog. You know, I did the retrieval. Got up on top of the brush piles and jumped up and down on them, see if we could flush a rabbit out. So, and I thought that was the biggest adventure. You know, at 5 years old, I thought that was an adventure that was second to none. And it was just part of the deal, and that's the way I came up. So I've never been too much of a, I like to trophy hunt. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'd love to shoot the world's biggest Kodiak bear. But at the same time, the way I grew up, we pretty much ate everything we ever shot.
Well, I've known for a long, long time that I wanted to meet Larry Zonka because you just look like the kind of guy that I'd like, and you've proven that today. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. I wish Leroy Jordan would have felt more like you did, and Bob Lilly, I'd probably played a couple years longer.
Old friends on Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors this weekend. Hey, we're going fishing with fly fishing great, maybe the greatest ever, Lefty Cray, after a trip to the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's professional angler Greg Hackney. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week, all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more. Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees, and have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are Agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road. Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born. And since then, a quarter of a million people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
God bless America, with freedom to enjoy the creation and worship the Creator. This is the Kender Outdoors Camphouse.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile. Sometimes a guy or a lady is such a good outdoors man or woman, such a knowledgeable hunter or fisherman, in combination with great personality, that they become celebrity. Lefty Cray was one of those guys. Everybody loved Lefty. He could fish with a common Joe like me and have a great day. Or with famous actors or athletes or even presidents. How many presidents, United States presidents,
have? Well, I fished a number of times with Carter, and I was supposed to fish three different times with the older Bush.
Uh-huh.
And twice he had to cancel, and once I had to cancel, but we didn't talk and meet and everything. In fact, I have a picture in my, he sent me in my front room of him casting, and he's left-handed too.
Huh.
And it, underneath, he wrote a nice thing about it, and then he wrote underneath there, please don't cast, criticize my casting style. I thought he was a wonderful guy. I really did.
Yeah.
And Carter was, and him and actually he and his wife Rosalind, both very, very nice people.
Could they fish?
Yeah. In fact, you know, your wife is not impressed with you.
Right.
You know, she sees you sitting on the toilet and everything else. Oh, she ain't impressed with you at all.
Right.
And three different times, Carter's group, when he was president, I only live an hour from Washington and an hour from Camp David, where's a trout stream.
Uh-huh.
Three different times, they called and said, President Carter would like to fish with you. Well, I had talks to give her clinics, and I wasn't just going to say, well, the president called me, so I ain't going to do this, because
sure,
they'd already advertised them. So three times I couldn't go. When I got off the third time, my wife, who I've been married to for almost 64 years, and she's my best friend most of the time. I told her once, love was blind and marriage is an eye-opener. But anyway, she told me love was marriage is grand, divorce is 500 grand. So I think I've stayed for the 64 years. But after I got off the phone the third time, she says, who was that? And I said, it was President Carter's people. I said, what did they want? I said, they wanted me to fish with him. And she looked me up and down like I had worms and said, why would the president want to fish with you? You know, wives ain't too impressed with us.
No.
I don't know why they marry us and think we're the dumbest man on earth. I ain't never figured that out
now
yet.
We're in the same boat. I'm in the same boat right now with Lefty. I never thought I'd be in the same boat with you, but there we are.
That's right.
Well, Lefty, do you think that your deceiver pattern will ever take off? You think people...
I think it will, yeah.
Boy, that has been quite a streamer, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
It's been fished all over the world. And
yeah, people say, well, when did you invent it? Well, you know, if you're a fly fisherman, you're constantly coming up with new flies. So I don't know when I invented it, but I do know it was in the late 1950s. But it's been fished. It was on a postage stamp.
1991, the United States government, the post office, thought enough of your fly to give it its own postage.
Yeah, and made me pay the same price for the stamps as everybody else, too. And it got no discount. Us does not mean U.S. I mean, U.S. don't mean us.
They didn't give you a free book of stamps?
They didn't give you anything. Didn't even give them a fly back.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you said earlier that your favorite freshwater fish is the smallie.
Right.
And I think I know the obvious reasons, the fight. And what are your reasons for loving the smallmouth?
I think it's maybe because that's when I got started fly fishing. I started on smallmouth. My second favorite is peacock bass, which you find mostly in the Amazon places. But also the largemouth has a big place in my heart. And Bill invited me down here the first time, and we caught so many bass, I just fell in love with the place. So I love this part of Texas.
And the bonefish?
That's my favorite fish,
Favorite overall?
Yeah, I think it offers a lot of kind of things. You can do a whole lot right and one thing wrong. The game's over, you got to go again. You don't have to fight them for 20 minutes. And a few very experienced saltwater fly fishermen like tarpon best, and they'll never get over that. But most experienced fly fishermen I know who fish in saltwater and have caught most everything will in the end say the bonefish they'd rather fish for than anything.
Yeah. What do you see? I'm a big quail hunter, raise and train bird dogs, and so I have my thoughts about what we need to do for the future of quail. What conservation efforts are you behind, and what do you see that we need to do for our fisheries?
I think there's a number of things wrong. First of all, I used to be an exhibition shooter for Remington Arms, and I've done a lot of hunting, not just in this country, but other places.
Sure.
I think the biggest problem with the future of hunting today is that when I was growing up, a guy who could get a triple on quail or a double on grouse or something like that was a hero. And to most children today who live in either cities or near cities, they don't hunt or fish. And they think a guy who kills birds is a killer.
Yeah.
And so the biggest handicap I see to hunting today is that the future people, the young people, most of them do not regard hunting in a good light. They actually think we're weird people or there's something wrong with us or we're killers. And I mean, they'll eat hamburger from somebody who killed a steer or a cow, but they think somebody that kills a deer and eats it, something wrong with them. I really think that's the biggest problem of all. The other problem is that hunting license and fishing license are what we're the people who really take care of the environment. The people who bought these hunting and fishing licenses and the people who didn't put very little into taking care of it. In fact, we're the ones that forced the legislature to keep our rivers clear and our lakes clean where the people get their drinking water and this sort of thing. And if you lose your hunters and fishers, you lose a part of the populace that really has been responsible for taking care of our resources. The other thing that really concerns me is that in the Potomac, the Susquehanna, the Mid-Atlantic area where we have smallmouth rivers, 20% of our smallmouth male bass now have female eggs in them. And something that I think is the candle or the canary in the mine type of thing is that they've found out that when we take all these drugs, what we don't assimilate in our body goes through our sewage treatment plants. And none of our plants are designed to cope for medicines.
Right.
And so all the estrogen that women transfer, all the type of medications we go, are all going into the drinking systems. And most of our big rivers now are responsible as the water systems for our larger cities. And it's not just in the East, it's all over the country. So what I'm wondering is, I know I'm not going to get pregnant from drinking this water, but but I am concerned what is the long-term effect. And the EPA has just in the last year started to investigate this thing, and we need to quickly understand what are all these medical problems that may occur because of this. I think that's another real problem that we have.
Absolutely.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
The Quail Coalition has drawn the line. Quail decline stops here. South and West Texas and Western Oklahoma are the last strong natural regions for wild bobwhite quail. We've all watched the drastic decline across the southern states of the iconic bobwhite. The Quail Coalition has vowed to do all within human power to not only stop quail decline, but build a future where the quail will flourish across all of its original habitat. If true quail conservation is important to you, please visit quailcoalition.org. Consider a membership, attend one of our fundraising banquets, and please consider starting a chapter in your home state. Together, let's sustain and restore huntable wild quail populations. Let's encourage and educate interested youth. Let's keep the most brilliant quail minds on earth working on a bright future for our quails. The first step, visit our website, quailcoalition.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
You're in camp with Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors.
Because warmer weather is here, would you remove the insulation from your attic that warmed you during the winter? Of course not.
We all rely on that same insulation to keep us cooler in the summer months. Hi, I'm Teresa Miskin.
And I'm Teresa's husband, Ron Miskin.
Together,
we are the Buffalo Wool Company. The Buffalo Wool Company harvests the insulating fiber from bison ranches all across this country.
We process, blend, and create the best quality and the most effective socks possible for both winter and summer.
The moisture-wicking properties of the buffalo fiber keeps your feet dry, holds down any bad bacteria, and testing shows that your feet will remain 3 to 5 degrees cooler than in a traditional cotton sock. These bison socks are tough and extremely long-lasting as well.
Crew socks, compression socks, boot socks, ankle socks, adult and kid sizes, all from the longest lasting, hardest working, truly insulating fiber that insulates the buffalo.
Please check us out at thebuffalowoolco.com.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. No doubt, as you travel the highways, pastures, and arenas across our great nation, you've probably taken notice of those beautiful NRS trailers, complete with all that you need, from tack storage to air conditioning in your fully equipped living space. NRS trailers. born in cowboy country, Decatur, Texas, home to champions. We wanted to build the best trailer on the road, one that would satisfy our own high demands of quality. We did. And now, NRS Trailers is one of North America's largest premier trailer builders. In fact, there's an NRS trailer location just ahead. You'll find us in Decatur and Willis, Texas, Ocala, Florida, Oklahoma City, Fort Scott, Kansas, and Wickenburg, Arizona. From horse and stock trailers with living quarters to flatbeds and car haulers, back up to the safest, most dependable trailers on the road. We can even finance it for you at NRS Trailers. NRSTrailers.com.
At Patriot Mobile, our mission is to defend freedom with great partners like you and Kinder Outdoors.
Kinder Outdoors, thank you for hanging out around our campfire today. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile every week, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. My wireless provider. We're hanging out with old friends on the show today. Ted Nugent dropped by a few years ago.
I was born in December of 1948. And in October of 1949, I was in deer camp. I was 10 months old. And I got to tell you, I have not missed a deer camp in 65 years. I started following my dad, who was already, thank God, a follower of the great Fred Bear in Michigan. And I would walk that wild ground with my little glass bow and suction cup arrows, literally as a toddler. And I had the grand slam of stuffed animals, I'm sure, by the time I was four. But I started hunting with Ernest with broadheads by the time I was 6 or 7 years old. And, of course, back then we didn't really know what we were doing. But the instinct to provide, the instinct to connect with the good Mother Earth and be a responsible steward of these precious resources is an urge and a spirit that we are all born with. And thank God it was cultivated in me and my brothers and sister, and now, of course, my children and grandchildren. And so it's not just sport and recreation, though it is a challenge, which makes it a sport, and it is recreation because it certainly recreates our energies in the world of stress. But I found that a lot of people are starting to realize that just the simple pragmatism that I discovered, the essence of backstrap, the essence of identifying that bird and learning what this step will bring if it's conscientious versus a haphazard step. Not just sneaking up on a deer, but pursuing a musical career, being a father, being a good neighbor, being a good American. So the essence of the deer hunting life taught me early on that you can't poison your sacred temple with the drugs and the alcohol and the tobacco and what they called peer pressure back then. So my hunting lifestyle literally disciplined me to stand up against the lie of peer pressure and to pursue my dreams by being the best that I can be, because if you're not the best deer hunter you can be, you will buy chicken. So it's real simple utilitarian lessons in life, and it started when I was born, and I'm telling you, here it is 2014. I just left deer camp. I got a couple of gadwalls with my Labradors before I got here. So my effervescence is a direct result of Labradors who love me and aim small, miss small, shooting big deer. Especially, I got to tell you, with the heroes of the military. Jack Brittingham down at Rancho Encantado is, like hundreds of friends of mine before him, donated a hunt to a great wounded warrior, Staff Sergeant Patrick Ziegler, who was shot in the head during the terrorist attack at Fort Hood.
I remember.
And to witness this man redeveloping his motor skills after this tragic, tragic injury brought such fortification to my confirmation and certainty that the hunting lifestyle is the greatest lifestyle in the world. And so that's why we promote it on Spirit of the Wild in this interview we're doing right now. The stories and articles that I write at my Facebook, we have 2.5 million people on my Facebook who come to learn about hunting and marksmanship and wildlife. And I just celebrate it more and more every day of my life.
Dan, I know exactly what you're talking about. I participate in a lot of Wounded Warrior. Every opportunity I get to take a Wounded Warrior fishing or hunting. We recently took 3 to Oklahoma. We put them in front of fabulous deer. They killed fabulous deer. They were changed like you've seen so many times. They were changed in 24 hours, and I overheard 2 of them talking, and one of them said, "I smiled and felt no pain for 20 minutes today for the first time since they blew me up in Afghanistan." And his buddy said, "That's what's different. I didn't feel my pain for a little while. It's magical, man."
I hear that all the time, yeah. And there's no more deserving humanity than the heroes of the military, and nothing cleanses their soul and takes away the pain and the bad memories,
yeah.
And the heartbreak, more importantly than the physical injuries and the heartbreaking memories they have, I cannot fail to say the following. The epidemic of suicide rates in our military has come out around the campfires when they articulate the heartbreak that their commander-in-chief is not living up to his vows while their buddies are getting blown up, living up to their vows. So there's a lot of good that we should celebrate with the greatest hunting in the world, more deer, more elk, more turkey, more geese, more cougars, more black bears, and more people celebrating hands-on conservation. But in order to maximize the good, we have to identify the bad and the ugly, which unfortunately is the corruption, the abuse of power in our government today that is most pointed. I hope that our families across this country will turn up the heat in this participation of we the people, in this participation of a self-government, and start doing our job to make up for our apathy that allowed the enemies to get into positions of power like Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It really is a sad time in America, but we the people can fix it, and we owe it to those heroes who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the U.S. Constitution.
No one can say that any better than that. I have one more topic that we've got to talk about before we put an end to this today, Ted, and that is recently at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, they auctioned an opportunity to take a rhino, black rhino, endangered, $350,000, the most ever raised in one effort to save the black rhino. There were death threats from around the world. You've had these death threats, I'm sure, on your life, on your family's life. Despicable things were being said. Have you ever stepped up to a vegetarian and threatened their life?
Isn't that fascinating? No. In fact, I would go out of my way to keep my venison utensils away from my vegetarian friend's tofu. Because I, Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, author of Wango Tango, I am the peace and love tolerant guy. I just happen to know that peace and love is only attained through superior firepower. And for these doped up, soulless, brain-dead individuals that fall under the heading of animal rights freaks, for these people to literally find fault with the raising of all this money when black rhinos die every year anyhow. We're only going to take an over non-producing, over-the-hill black rhino to raise enough money to save thousands of rhino and optimize the habitat so that the black rhino will not be endangered. The same proven procedure that we did for the white rhino, the wide-lipped rhino, it has now come back because it's valuable, and the value we buy and that we pay lots of money for will optimize the habitat, not just for the black rhino and the white rhino, but for other endangered species and for what we all aspire to, the clean air, soil, and water producing biodiversity that all that money will go for. So if you really examine the agenda of the animal rights freaks, it's a scam, or worse, it's a criminal operation who will claim they're going to help animals, but all they really do is pay huge salaries and feed off the emotions of people so that Wayne Pacelli and Ingrid Newkirk can fly their private jets and get a huge compensation while they claim to save animals when they've never saved one amoeba. If you want to save animals, you need to buy a hunting license, a fishing license, and a trapping license, and join Ducks Unlimited and Safari Club International, the National Rifle Association, and all these wonderful conservation organizations that irrefutably have saved wildlife and brought it back to the healthiest, thrivingest wildlife populations in the history of mankind. So the animal rights people are the enemies of nature, and the hunting community are the absolute saviors of nature.
God bless Ted Nugent.
He does every day. In fact, just yesterday with a big South Texas buck.
Never shy to share his opinion, and I love it. Ted Nugent, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of our many campfire guests through the years at Kinder Outdoors. Hey, thank you for joining us around the campfire as well. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you are and how you listen. If you don't mind, drop a note, kinderoutdoors.com. Leave a note on the door. We'll get it. Let's stretch our legs a minute or two.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground. Well, Kinder Outdoors. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Hey, we put on a fresh pot of coffee. Grab a cup and slide on in here. Glad you're in camp with us at Kinder Outdoors. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. And there's a formula built specifically for your dog, no matter the age or the lifestyle. Pick up a bag at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, and then keep a close eye on your dog. You're going to see, visibly, a healthier dog in just a couple of weeks. Pro Plan, it's the best. We're revisiting some conversations with old friends on the show today. Folks like Tom Knapp from the great state of Minnesota. Tom held several different world records in shotgun trick shooting. He was phenomenal with a shotgun in his hands, and we lost him way too early, 62 years of age. Before he passed, he visited us in camp and handed some of that wisdom on down.
Dove season is just about to open up. The shooting seasons are about to open up. Tom, what's the best advice you can give our shooters who don't get out as often as they should, probably?
If you're going out in the field, and like many people, they only get the opportunity once or twice each year, the very, very best advice I could give everybody is to please, please pay attention to field gun handling safety, safety in the field. Muzzle direction is the most important part of safety when it comes to handling rifles, pistols, or shotguns, or anything that throws a projectile. If you forget to put your safety back in the safe position, if the gun does ever accidentally discharge, muzzle direction, it has to be safe, and don't let anybody tell you it's safe when it's pointing at the ground, because hard ground will ricochet stuff back up at you. Safe is up. At least you have a chance of that projectile falling down somewhere where it isn't going to hurt anybody. The other thing is you want to be able to hit your targets, you got to really do yourself a favor and get out to a sporting clays range. Find a station on the sporting clays range that simulates dove flights and passing birds. There's every course has them. And then the last suggestion is I do use an accessory. And it's a fiber optic sighting system. And I had some input in its development and its design. It's called Easy Hit, and that's all one word spelled out, E-A-S-Y-H-I-T. And that Easy Hit sight has a hollow tube in front of it, and when it's attached to your rib with adhesive, it all comes in the package. You don't need a gunsmith to put it on. You attach that right behind your original front sight. When your head is in the correct position, you see the full bright bead. If you lift your head and peek at the bird, the light goes out. And if you want to become comfortable shooting with both eyes open, you can, because there's only one eye that can see into the tube, and your non-aiming eye can't see in there.
Excellent.
So you'll end up seeing a ghostly image of a second barrel like we all do, but you only see one brilliant bead, and it's called the Easy Hit Sight, and you can find them on my website at tomknapp.net.
Tomknapp.net. Who first put a shotgun in your hands?
Well, Herb Parsons actually conned me in just by watching his video. I never met the man, but by watching that film on TV, I took a number 25 Daisy BB gun, and much more powerful than a Daisy Red Ryder, and I was out in the driveway all winter long getting frostbit fingers, throwing stuff up in the air and shooting at them. So that break action 20-gauge Stevens, my dad bought that for me, and he was a wing shooter. And he trained me in safety first, and then we had a good time hunting.
Yeah, excellent. And, boy, it lasts a lifetime, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And believe me, now that my grandkids are 12 and 14, whether you have grandkids at home, whether you have your own kids at home, even if you have neighbor kids and you can talk the parents into getting those kids out to a sporting clays course, get them onto a youth group program. And the Boy Scouts, the 4-H, FFA, they all have programs to get out in the field and enjoy our shooting sports. And it's safety, responsibility, and good sportsmanship, and you've got another person hooked on the outdoor sport of shooting.
And it's more important now than ever, I believe, Tom.
Well, it is, and don't let anybody tell you that our sport is dwindling and the kids are just staying inside running their video games, because I've been watching through the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and I've been watching these surveys. I've been checking out all of the Department of Natural Resources and Game and Fish. I happen to know that hunting and fishing licenses are at an all-time high, and we keep gaining more new people out there every year. Yeah, there's a lot of kids in the city that need to come out, and if your kids or if your neighbors have kids that are not getting out, give them an invitation.
Absolutely. I think it's a crime to see a boat on a lake on a Saturday without a kid in it. It's the same thing on a shotgun range. There should be a kiddo out there learning safety and learning the basics. Tom, I can't thank you enough for joining us in the camp house this week. And what a gentleman, what an honor to sit down with you. I've been a longtime fan, and now I'm glad to call you a friend.
Thanks, Billy. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
The great Tom Knapp. From a few years ago when he visited the Kinder Outdoors Camp House. Thanks to Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors. Pro Plan is at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. And in layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com.
Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than a quarter million kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
At Patriot Mobile, our mission is to defend freedom with great partners like you and Kender Outdoors.
Where we've hosted a lot of neat outdoorsmen and women through the years. Folks like NFL Hall of Famer Larry Zonka.
Well, I dreamt about going to Alaska from the time I was about 10 years old. I did not dream about the NFL until I was about 17 or 18 years old. And I had my sights set on Alaska early on, probably 1956, you know, 1955. I first saw some of the Field and Stream magazines with some of those Kodiak bears on the cover. I said, where is that? I want to go there. And I dreamt about getting there and was hoping to get there. And then, of course, got detoured into the NFL, which I'm not complaining about, which made things turn around to where Alaska became available to me once I got out of the NFL. I can afford, in fact, to go up. And then for the last 16 years, we've had an outdoor series show, Napa's north to Alaska. And I've been traveling all over, enjoying all the different facets of Alaska and trying to bring them to folks at home.
Do you live full time in Alaska now?
I'm up there about, I'm Alaska resident and I'm full time, but I'm really up there about 8 months of the year. And then I come out December, January, February. I don't dislike it, but I don't, if I'm there, I like to be recreational minded, and you know, it becomes getting around becomes a real labor, and it's dark and cold, and it's kind of a hassle. So I still migrate down to Ohio, which is my home state, and hang out there. A little bit of a farm we've got there west of Pittsburgh, right across the Ohio line, just a little southwest of Youngstown, for about a month, and then I come down to the state of Florida, my old stomping ground as a Dolphin, and I bought a place up by Cape Kennedy, just north of Cape Kennedy on the east side there, right on the ocean, Indian River area, and spend about 2.5 months of the year there.
Long before the NFL, long before the NFL Hall of Fame, long before thoughts of making a career out of playing football, you were hunting in some woods somewhere. Where did this all start for you?
Absolutely. In a rural part of Ohio, I grew up outside of Akron, probably 30 miles south, east of Cleveland. And, you know, dairy farm kind of area. We didn't have, you know, a lot of large whitetail or anything like that. It was pretty well shot up. And Ducks Unlimited had started to bring the waterfowl back. So in the late 40s, early 50s, when I was a boy just starting to hunt, you know, all we had was rabbit and pheasant. And we were delighted to have that. But we dreamt about whitetail. We dreamt about Canadian geese and so on. And now, you know, through all the different clubs of what we hunters have put together, now we have, you know, many deer to hunt, you know, and we're standing in one of the best deer hunting states in the Union, as far as I'm concerned. This is the friendliest place in the world for a deer hunter right here in Texas. That's why I come back quite a bit. And the same thing in South Dakota for pheasants and so on, right down Ducks Unlimited. My gosh, the things they've done. I'm really proud of that organization and being affiliated with it. And that has changed, you know, as I grew up shooting, you know, hunting rabbits with a Marlin single shot 22 and tracking pheasants in the snow, and dreamt about going on to bigger things, you know, white-tailed deer, Canadian geese, so on, and then eventually to end up in Alaska where you could really go after some real honest to gosh big game. That made it all worthwhile.
And I've seen you hunt moose. I've seen you catch big halibut. I've seen you do lots of things in Alaska. Could you hone it down? If the good Lord said, Larry, I'm just going to give you one, here's what you're going to do the rest of your life, what's your favorite?
You know, my favorite area, I can do that for you easier, is the peninsula that runs out before it turns into the Aleutian Islands. That's still the wildest place in Alaska. That's been the place that all the folks that take other people to the outback in Alaska, when we all get together and say, okay, now let's go someplace for us, that's where we go, because that's the outbacker's outback. It's not for everybody because it's not easy to get to. You know, you got to have a situation where you can spare a week time-wise, because it could take you 2 days to go in and 5 days to come out. We're talking about extremely remote and very weather-conditioned. But as a result, June, July, and August, and part of September, that is the wildest place in the world to go fly fishing for steelhead, for silver salmon, for king salmon, even some red salmon come in there. And then the trout fishing is, and dollies are just, it's just crazy. And the bears, you're absolutely up to your ears in bears. And the great thing about that, for those folks out there who listen to your show that are worried about bears, it's the best time of the season for the bears because they've got more than they can eat. And any time bears have more than they can eat, they are totally uninterested in humans unless the human's standing on their rock. That's all you got to be, is careful where you stand. Yeah. Just get out of the way and the bears will pass within 10 feet of you and there's never a problem.
The only undefeated team in NFL history. How much does that mean to you guys? Every year you watch it pretty close, don't you?
Well, you know, particularly here in this part of the country, I mean, pro football, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You guys with the Cowboys, I mean, that's we contrasted how well we were doing with the Miami Dolphins against decades of watching the Cowboys. Now, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. If I wasn't playing them, I kind of like watching them. But if I'm playing against them, I'm not a Cowboy fan. Make no mistake. But at the same time, to know where you rank in the NFL during my tenure there, that was a pretty good measuring board, because Landry, the great coaches you had here during the decades, you know, there's probably three solid decades there where the Cowboys were always either in the playoffs or approaching the playoffs. So they always had great football teams. They had great personnel and had great people that made up their coaching staff and their player personnel. Leroy Jordan, Bob Lilly, you know, Coach Landry. The list goes on. Roger Staubach. You know, I was a kid in college and watching Staubach at Navy, and when he was drafted by Dallas, I thought, Dallas knows what they're doing. I was kind of hoping, you know, that would happen. But unfortunately, Lombardi said I was too slow, and maybe Landry listened to it, so they ended up dumping me off in Miami. But that, you know, things worked out. It worked out. We had the undefeated season. Certainly, to get back to your question, that's the highlight of my career, highlight of anyone that was affiliated with that Miami Dolphins team that was there in 72. That has to be the highlight. But, you know, coming again, it's we were up in the winning column there for 4 or 5 years. But then having a team around here that was there for 3 or 4 decades, that's a little different.
16-0 is pretty darn special. It's never been done. It's never been done. You guys have the crown there. Who introduced you to hunting or fishing? Who first put a gun or a rod and reel in Larry Zonka's hands?
Well, you know, my dad and my grandfather would probably argue over that. Depending on which one it was, whether they were handing me a Stevens side-by-side or an old L.C. Smith with double hammers, you know. I had some low brass shells in that L.C. Smith. I used to put the butt against a tree and try to aim it at a rabbit if I could find the rabbit.
Kicked a little, did you?
Yeah, knocked me flat when I was about 7 years old. But my granddad and my father got me, the first few years I went out with them, I was not allowed to carry a shotgun until I proved I could handle it. And they would allow me to hunt by myself because I was so small, you know, and I ran with my own dogs and so on. But when I would go with them, they would carry the shotguns, and I was the dog. You know, I did the retrieval, and then got up on top of the brush piles and jumped up and down on them, see if we could flush a rabbit out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I thought that was the biggest adventure. You know, at 5 years old, I thought that was an adventure that was second to none. You know?
And it was. Isn't it amazing what the outdoors, whether it's a farm in Iowa or Ohio or Illinois or Texas or Alaska, isn't it amazing what the outdoors just does for us?
Well, as far as communicating and having a good feeling about family, it was a lot for us because I grew up in an era where, you know, we supplemented the table with what we picked up, rabbits and pheasants and so on. I not only shot them, bagged them and trailed them and followed them and snuck up on them and tried to bag them, but I cleaned them and prepared them, soaked them in salt. Well, I knew the whole thing as same when I was old enough to shoot, I was old enough to clean game. And I only shot what we ate. And it was just part of the deal. And that's the way I came up. So I've never been too much of a, I like to trophy hunt. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'd love to shoot the world's biggest Kodiak bear. But at the same time, now, the way I grew up, we pretty much ate everything we ever shot.
Well, I've known for a long, long time that I wanted to meet Larry Zonka because you just look like the kind of guy that I'd like, and you've proven that today. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. I wish Leroy Jordan would have felt more like you did, and Bob Lilly, I'd probably played a couple years longer.
This corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors brought to you by all those great Purina Pro Plan formulas. Pick up a bag for your dog. I received a note from my wireless provider, Patriot Mobile, the other day, reminding me that the National Day of Prayer is coming up. And boy, we have never needed that more in this country. I love it that I not only have dependable service from my wireless provider in the boat, in the deer blind, wherever I go, strong 4G and 5G coverage nationwide with Patriot Mobile. And not only do I have U.S.-based customer support with Patriot Mobile, but I have a company, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, that in these times of extreme woke bullying in this world, they have a backbone. And they stand up. And every month they support my First Amendment, Second Amendment, Sanctity of Life, military veterans, and first responders. Every month. Join the movement. Patriot Mobile. I'll save your activation fee when you use the promo code KINDER. If you love to hit the woods with a bow in your hand, now is the time to visit Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery.
You know, it is a buyer's year. And what I mean by that, no matter which brand you choose, whether it's a Hoyt, Matthews, PSC, Bowtech, it's going to be a good year to purchase a bow because everybody has something really good to offer.
When you visit with the pros at Cinnamon Creek Archery, you're talking to guys that live this stuff day in and day out.
We are a try before you buy shop. Not to mention, altogether, we've got well over 100 years of experience. So it's something that we do on a daily. I know I hunt two or three times a week, whether, you know, it's season or not. So we can definitely help you with that stuff.
Cinnamon Creek Archery has practice ranges indoors and out.
It's the static bags. It's just a range that has distances out to 100 yards. We also have four 3D courses. Each one of those has approximately 20 targets on it. We have a 30-yard upstairs range, and we have a 20-yard downstairs range.
Come see us right now at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Hunters and fishermen are the backbone of conservation. Because you participate in the outdoors, our fish and wildlife and the places they inhabit flourish. Thank you from all of us in the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile. Revisiting some old Camp House conversations this weekend on Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors. Some of these folks not with us anymore, like the great Lefty Cray.
Well, Mr. Cray...
Lefty.
That'd be better.
Thank you so much for the time today. I greatly appreciate it. And what a beautiful setting out here in East Texas. And you could fish anywhere you want to in the world. I can imagine being wanting to be anywhere else than you are today.
No idea. That's why I'm here.
Absolutely gorgeous. Where did the love of fishing, just fishing, begin for you?
I'm 84, 85, actually. I'm so old, I remember when men wore tattoos and women wore earrings. And I started, my father died when I was six. I was born and raised in Maryland, and we lived in an urban area, and you didn't have any, most of anyone didn't have any money in those days, but you could hunt and fish,
right,
particularly fishing. And so I really started fishing at a very early age, and then when I went to high school, we didn't have much money. We were on welfare. I had two brothers and a sister, and what my wife, my mother said, you know, if you can find enough money to get your clothes and food, you can go to high school. In those days, when you were a young kid, you could get away with working. They didn't have the laws they have now. Anyway, the local rivers there in Maryland had a lot of catfish in them.
Catfish?
And I don't know, do they bush bob down here where you hang short bushes, limbs on bushes and bait? Of course, you can only do it at night because the turtles would eat the bait off.
Right.
But my stepfather, who with them was romancing my mother,
yeah.
But I used to borrow his boat, and of course you could always get some kid to go with you. So when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, I'd already learned how to pole a boat.
Right.
So I'd pole a boat at night, and we'd catch these catfish, and then I would skin them and sell them, and we sold them for 10 cents a pound cleaned. Mm-hmm. And 10 cents a pound don't sound like much now, but in those days, for 11 cents, you could go to movies and buy a bag of popcorn.
Right.
So I ended up having about as much money as anybody in high school. And, of course, I had a lot of unpaid help taking the catfish off because it was fun.
You bet.
And, you know, you were staying outdoors two or three nights a week. And, of course, those days, it seemed like children, young kids could go anywhere and not be in trouble, not like they are now.
Right.
It was, so I just, and then I was in the Boy Scouts. I would have been an Eagle Scout, but I got to life, and then World War II came along, so
right.
I joined that and was in the Battle of the Bald and all
God
that stuff.
God bless you, and yeah. Thank you for your service.
Well,
it
thank
means
you.
A lot.
What I've been doing lately, which is very rewarding to me, is the Healing Waters program with wounded veterans.
Right.
And I've done a number of those clinics, and I got a couple more coming up this summer, but what's amazing about every one of those, men and women, I haven't seen anybody that's remorseful about what happened to them or wouldn't go back if they could. And
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they love their country, and they. It seems like the bigger city you get to, the less appreciative people are of their country. And
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I do a lot of, several number of times a year, I go to Maine and fish for smallmouth, and which is my favorite freshwater fish. And you go down the little tiny streets in Maine, there's American flags all over the place.
Right.
And, there's only 1.3 million people in the whole state, and yet it's one of the largest states in the nation.
Right.
They only got one area code for the whole state.
Right.
But in places like that, they still are very proud of their country
very
and appreciate it. And I wish all the kids 18 or 19 would have to spend 1 year overseas somewhere. I think they'd have a total different appreciation for what we've got in this country.
We're a spoiled nation, whether you're 8 years old or 50.
Absolutely.
We're a spoiled nation.
Absolutely.
And that translates into a blessed nation with a lot of brave men and women that have gone before us and are still going
yep.
before us, for sure. When did the fly rod enter your life?
1947, a fellow who later became the best-known fishing writer in the country called Joe Brooks.
Yeah.
I had come back from World War II, and I was I started working at the Biological Warfare Center. In fact, I was one of the three people that got anthrax, and the other two got pulmonary anthrax and died. I got it on my arm. Anyway, the reason I mention that is we were working shift work, so we'd work midnight to 8 one week, 8 to 4 the next, and 4 to 12 the next. And so 2 weeks out of four, I was able to hunt and fish a
right.
good bit of each day.
Right.
And I got a reputation of being sort of a hot dog bass fisherman. This was all smallmouth in the rivers there, Potomac and other rivers. And a fellow called, said his name was Joe Brooks and was writing for a little tiny newspaper in Baltimore. And he came up, he later became extremely famous and my mentor, really. But we went down, I had never seen anybody fly fish, and we went just below Harper's Ferry on the Potomac. And I carried a canoe down, and he carried his equipment down, and I went and got the rest. When I got down there, he had a bamboo rod and a fly line, and I said, Mr. Brooks, I said, if you don't have any other equipment with you, I said, I this was before spinning.
Right.
And I said, I'll lend you one of my plug rods. And he said, what's the problem? I said, well, it's kind of windy. It was only about 12 mile an hour, but I Bear in mind, I'd never seen a fly caster at that time. Nobody in Central Maryland I knew even had a fly rod.
Yeah.
And really, a good fisherman, a local fisherman, rarely gets outfished by anybody in his local area.
Sure.
And he almost outfished me on my water. But what got me at lunchtime, we finished eating. He got up on a rock, and we could see these fish making little rings on the water. And he took this little white and black fly, and when the fish would make a ring, he'd throw out there and catch a bass. Another ring, catch another bass. He did this about 10 times, and I said, I got to have some of this, you know. So The next day I got in my Model A Ford and drove 50 miles to Baltimore, and he gave me my first cast of the lesson. And that's where I got started on the whole thing.
What was your first equipment?
Oh, it was a green fiberglass rod that I would not want to cast with today.
I wouldn't think so.
And what they called a GAF line, which would be like a 9-weight today. They had letters on them. They didn't even have numbers. And I'm not sure I could cast well with a rod like that today.
I think the equipment's
really changed.
Pardon me for saying so, but I believe you could cast well with a cedar post and a string.
I don't know.
I just saw you on television the other day fishing with Tom Brokaw and Michael Keaton.
Yep.
Some of those guys. You've had an opportunity to fish with the most powerful people in the world, the most famous people in the world. Have you got a good story from?
Well, the embarrassing thing was I'm 85 years old. I didn't know who Michael Keaton was. And Yvonne Chouinard, that owns Patagonia Fishing Tackle, I fished with him in New Zealand and Australia and Christmas Island. I knew him real well.
Yeah.
And Tom McGuane is a very famous author. I knew his name, but I never met him.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I knew who Tom Brokaw was. Well, all of us had arrived one evening in the Bahamas to make these 6 television shows last spring, except for Keaton. And they kept saying, well, Michael's going to get here tomorrow morning. He broke his foot, and he was in a cast. And he got off the plane, and off the bus, and he walked over and genuflected and said, I want your autograph. And I said to Tom, I said, who the hell is this guy? Then I found out he was the Batman and all these things. And he's a little tiny guy. He's only about 5'4".
Really?
Not over 5'5". I don't think he weighs 165 pounds.
I always thought Batman was like 7 feet.
Oh, I did too. And he's moving. He's like a bumblebee in a jar. He's never stops moving at all the time. But anyway, the first day of the show, when they were filming, I went out with Tom McGuane. I'm sorry, with Yvonne Chouinard, who I had known real well. And Yvonne's one of them real quiet guys that hardly ever says anything. Well, you know, only one person bone fishes, and the other fellow waits his turn.
Right.
Well, I was sitting there, and I've learned to take a fly swatter with me because you can't kill them flies that bite your legs with a hat, but you can have fun killing them flies while the other guy's fishing. So I had this fly swatter with me, and I came in, and McGain and Brokaw said, well, what kind of guy is Lefty to fish with? And all Yvonne said is, he's got a pink fly swatter. Hi, this is Lefty Cram. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Cecil Miskin from the Herdware retail store in Goodnight, Texas, right on US 287, about an hour east of Amarillo. The location is truly a Texas treasure. In fact, the building and acreage will soon become part of the Texas Historical Commission's Goodnight Ranch Historical Site. That means that our physical store there will be closing before the end of this July. Come in as soon as you can to snap up our closeout deals on clothing, shoes, boots, art, and more. Remember, too, that we do FaceTime, Google Meets, and Zoom over the Internet shopping evenings. Give me a call to set up a time if you'd like to do that. Of course, we will still be online with unique bison offerings at herdware.net, as we have all these years. Plan on coming to our closeout roundup the first full week in July for food, music, gifts, and the last of the deals. Details soon available on our website, herdware.net. That is herdware, herdware.net. See you in Goodnight at Herdware.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, Our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
Because warmer weather is here, would you remove the insulation from your attic that warmed you during the winter? Of course not.
We all rely on that same insulation to keep us cooler in the summer months. Hi, I'm Teresa Miskin.
And I'm Teresa's husband, Ron Miskin.
Together,
we are the Buffalo Wool Company. The Buffalo Wool Company harvests the insulating fiber from bison ranches all across this country.
We process, blend, and create the best quality and the most effective socks possible for both winter and summer.
The moisture-wicking properties of the buffalo fiber keeps your feet dry, holds down any bad bacteria, and testing shows that your feet will remain 3 to 5 degrees cooler than in a traditional cotton sock. These bison socks are tough and extremely long-lasting as well.
Crew socks, compression socks, boot socks, ankle socks, adult and kid sizes, all from the longest-lasting, hardest-working, truly insulating fiber that insulates the buffalo.
Please check us out at thebuffalowoolco.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
From the salty coastline breeze in Florida to the crashing shores of the Great Northwest and all prairies, woods, and waters in between, Kinder Outdoors is there. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
You know, this December will mark 15 years that we've been running up and down the trail producing Kinder Outdoors, and we've had a lot of colorful guests over the years, but none more colorful than Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted dropped by one day.
I was born in December of 1948, and in October of 1949, I was in deer camp. I was 10 months old, and I got to tell you, I have not missed a deer camp in 65 years. I started following my dad, who was already, thank God, a follower of the great Fred Bear in Michigan. And I would walk that wild ground with my little glass bow and suction cup arrows, literally as a toddler. And I had the grand slam of stuffed animals, I'm sure, by the time I was four. But I started hunting with Ernest with broadheads by the time I was 6 or 7 years old. And, of course, back then we didn't really know what we were doing. But the instinct to provide, the instinct to connect with the good Mother Earth and be a responsible steward of these precious resources is an urge and a spirit that we are all born with. And thank God it was cultivated in me and my brothers and sister, and now, of course, my children and grandchildren. And so it's not just sport and recreation, though it is a challenge, which makes it a sport, and it is recreation because it certainly recreates our energies in the world of stress. But I found that a lot of people are starting to realize that just the simple pragmatism that I discovered, the essence of backstrap, the essence of identifying that bird and learning what this step will bring if it's conscientious versus a haphazard step. Not just sneaking up on a deer, but pursuing a musical career, being a father, being a good neighbor, being a good American. So the essence of the deer hunting life taught me early on that you can't poison your sacred temple with the drugs and the alcohol and the tobacco and what they called peer pressure back then. So my hunting lifestyle literally disciplined me to stand up against the lie of peer pressure and to pursue my dreams by being the best that I can be, because if you're not the best deer hunter you can be, you will buy chicken. So it real simple utilitarian lessons in life, and it started when I was born, and I'm telling you, here it is 2014. I just left deer camp. I got a couple of gadwalls with my Labradors before I got here. So my effervescence is a direct result of Labradors who love me and aim small, miss small, shooting big deer. Especially, I got to tell you, with the heroes of the military. Jack Brittingham down at Rancho Encantado is like hundreds of friends of mine before him, donated a hunt to a great wounded warrior, Staff Sergeant Patrick Ziegler, who was shot in the head during the terrorist attack at Fort Hood.
I remember.
And to witness this man redeveloping his motor skills after this tragic, tragic injury brought such fortification to my confirmation and certainty that the hunting lifestyle is the greatest lifestyle in the world. And so that's why we promote it on Spirit of the Wild in this interview we're doing right now. The stories and articles that I write at my Facebook, we have 2.5 million people on my Facebook who come to learn about hunting and marksmanship and wildlife. And I just celebrate it more and more every day of my life.
Dan, I know exactly what you're talking about. I participate in a lot of Wounded Warrior. Every opportunity I get to take a Wounded Warrior fishing or hunting. We recently took 3 to Oklahoma. We put them in front of fabulous deer. They killed fabulous deer. They were changed like you've seen so many times. They were changed in 24 hours, and I overheard 2 of them talking, and one of them said, "I smiled and felt no pain for 20 minutes today for the first time since they blew me up in Afghanistan." And his buddy said, "That's what's different. I didn't feel my pain for a little while. It's magical, man."
I hear that all the time, and there's no more deserving humanity than the heroes of the military, and nothing cleanses their soul and takes away the pain and the bad memories and the heartbreak. More importantly than the physical injuries and the heartbreaking memories they have, I cannot fail to say the following. The epidemic of suicide rates in our military has come out around the campfires when they articulate the heartbreak that their commander-in-chief is not living up to his vows while their buddies are getting blown up living up to their vows. So there's a lot of good that we should celebrate with the greatest hunting in the world, more deer, more elk, more turkey, more geese, more cougars, more black bears, and more people celebrating hands-on conservation. But in order to maximize the good, we have to identify the bad and the ugly, which unfortunately is the corruption, the abuse of power in our government today that is most pointed. I hope that our families across this country will turn up the heat in this participation of we the people, in this participation of a self-government, and start doing our job to make up for our apathy that allowed the enemies to get into positions of power like Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It really is a sad time in America, but we the people can fix it, and we owe it to those heroes who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the U.S. Constitution.
No one can say that any better than that. I have one more topic that we've got to talk about before we put an end to this today, Ted, and that is recently at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, they auctioned an opportunity to take a rhino, black rhino, endangered, $350,000, the most ever raised in one effort to save the black rhino. There were death threats from around the world. You've had these death threats, I'm sure, on your life, on your family's life. Despicable things were being said. Have you ever stepped up to a vegetarian and threatened their life?
Isn't that fascinating? No, in fact, I would go out of my way to keep my venison utensils away from my vegetarian friend's tofu. Because I, Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, author of Wango Tango, I am the peace and love tolerant guy. I just happen to know that peace and love is only attained through superior firepower. And for these doped up, soulless, brain-dead individuals that fall under the heading of animal rights freaks, for these people to literally find fault with the raising of all this money when black rhinos die every year anyhow. We're only going to take an over non-producing, over-the-hill black rhino to raise enough money to save thousands of rhino and optimize the habitat so that the black rhino will not be endangered. The same proven procedure that we did for the white rhino, the wide-lipped rhino, it has now come back because it's valuable. And the value we buy and that we pay lots of money for will optimize the habitat, not just for the black rhino and the white rhino, but for other endangered species and for what we all aspire to, the clean air, soil, and water producing biodiversity that all that money will go for. So if you really examine the agenda of the animal rights freaks, it's a scam, or worse, it's a criminal operation who will claim they're going to help animals, but all they really do is pay huge salaries and feed off the emotions of people so that Wayne Pacelli and Ingrid Newkirk can fly their private jets and get a huge compensation while they claim to save animals when they've never saved one amoeba. If you want to save animals, you need to buy a hunting license, a fishing license, and a trapping license, and join Ducks Unlimited and Safari Club International, the National Rifle Association, and all these wonderful conservation organizations that irrefutably have saved wildlife and brought it back to the healthiest, thrivingest wildlife populations in the history of mankind. So the animal rights people are the enemies of nature, and the hunting community are the absolute saviors of nature.
God bless Ted Nugent.
He does every day. In fact, just yesterday with a big South Texas buck.
Thank you for joining us in the camp house today at Kinder Outdoors. Drop us a note. Let us know where you are and how you listen. We'd sure appreciate it. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.